I'm joined by Chelsea LaRue. She is the director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. Each month, she joins me to talk about all of the great things happening in our own backyard, ways to be a visitor in your own backyard. And we went through a spell of a couple of months where it really was pretty doggone quiet. The month of May is absolutely not a quiet month, Chelsea. This is
no. Spring is here, and everybody is ready to get out of their houses.
I think the fact is the way the winter or the way the weather was, it sort of made winter seem like it was forever. I think that's why. And nice weather is meaning good things and everything. And it's like May is a launch of everything. It's a launch of the summer season, even though I know summer supposedly doesn't start until sometime in June, but it's May that when it really starts, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody is itching to be outdoors, that's for sure. And we're going to kick off next weekend, May 3rd. It's a new kind of package weekend that Downtown Partners is doing, and they're calling it an amazing weekend.
Really?
So Thursday night will be the kickoff of Farmers Market. And then, so that'll be the very first one of the season. Then Friday night will be the Spring Sip, Taste, and Stroll. Get your tickets for the Wine and Beer Walk downtown. And then Saturday is the Spring Open House for the downtown businesses.
So it's a, you know what, and they let's face it, the Jefferson Street Farmers Market has been a huge success. Big improvement over the, you know what, I thought the Port Building was a pretty good place, but the Jefferson Street Market is just so much bigger and so much better, and so many more people come down.
It just kind of brings a whole different atmosphere to the event. And, you know, if you don't want your produce, but you still want some good deals in a store, they've got it all right there.
All right. A lot of things going on. In fact, on that Thursday, Ike Willis, Mickey Free performing at the Washington, blues rock originals, I guess. So the live entertainment and people downtown, it adds up to some pretty good stuff, doesn't it?
Definitely the theme of the area right now.
A very fun event is happening next weekend. The B-17, it is an historic plane. The B-17, by the way, was the plane, the Enola Gay, that dropped the first atomic bomb in World War II on Hiroshima and on Nagasaki. B-17, a classic, and it was a bomber. It was the workhorse of the Pacific, and it's going to be on display. You can actually ride in it, right?
Yeah, you can. It's going to be out at the Southeast Iowa Regional Airport May 4th through 6th, and you can get tickets to ride in it, or you can get tickets to do the ground tour. So that's pretty cool.
And next, next Friday is Sip, Taste, and Stroll. Guess what? A little better than wasn't it pretty chilly the last one you had, I think?
I think the October one was a little chilly and a little rainy, so I think the weather should be good for this one.
Hopefully, really good stuff. Sip, Taste, and Stroll going on in downtown Burlington. You can get tickets and tasting guide, commemorative glass at registration, $15 in advance and $20 the day of the event. And how many different places are there that you can stop in at, do you know?
I think there's 10 or 12 this year, and we have brand new glasses this year.
Brand new glasses?
Brand new glasses. So you won't, they're mason jar style this year.
Oh, wow.
So something a little new.
There you go. And Mother's Day Craft and Vendor Show, that's out of Westland Mall next weekend, even a week before Mother's Day. So I guess, it makes sense because if you're going to have a craft and vendor show and get something for mom, you should have it the week before Mother's Day. Burlington High School Dragon Boat Races, that's an annual event. It's been at Lake Geodol. Of course, they can't do it at Lake Geo because Lake Geo has been drained, but they're going to have it out at Big Hollow, and they're, inviting other high schools, right?
Yes, the Burlington team would like to race against other teams within the area.
All right. Well, we mentioned the spring open house going on 10 to 4 in downtown Burlington. That is happening on Saturday. And also Saturday, the Cracked Plastic Classic. I'm not sure why they call it that, but it's going on at the Dankford Park Disc Golf I'm going to guess because of the frisbees that are used. Is that right?
Yep. Okay. It was started as a Greater Burlington Leadership Project, and it's been taken over by the Lions Club, and they're raising proceeds for the SEC's Kid Tech U program.
All right. Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country, new breed coming up. That's on May 5th as well at the Washington in downtown Burlington. A country show stopping by for just one evening with Olympic level chops, according to Rolling Stone magazine. The student body performing that same night at the Boogaloo. And here's an event, Cinco de Naco 5K Run Walk going on, Parkside Brewing Company at 1 o'clock. That is happening on Saturday. And this is an interesting one. It's three laps through Dankert Park. Again, it's 5K. Each lap begins and ends at Parkside. And after each lap, participants will remove an article of clothing to be donated to Goodwill. No nudity. It must be 21 to purchase. So, but it's one of those fun events that I see a lot of. It's getting a lot of buzz on Facebook from what I've seen, too. Yeah. And if there's not enough other things going on, May 5th is also a tribute to the Piano Man and Songs from the Heart from Jay Lotso going on at the Capitol Theater. And it's also dinner, right?
Yes. So every ticket comes with the dinner that's going to be catered by Cobblestone Alley Catering. Yes.
Okay, there
and,
you go.
And Aaron and Jade Lotzow will be bringing their performances and their duets to the stage.
All right. Lots of fun stuff going on. They used to call it the Southeast Iowa Pigeon Club, but it is the West Burlington Flea Market at the fairgrounds. It's the same thing, but it's a full day of family fun shopping through the flea market aisles. Again, going on again at the Des Moines County Fairgrounds behind SCC. From 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., that is a traditional Sunday event. I believe it's traditionally the first Sunday of each month. Is
correct.
That right?
Yep.
And Leaving Abby performing at the Washington on Friday. That would be Friday the 11th of May. And Leaving Abby has been, they've acquired quite a reputation, haven't they?
They sure have. And I know they don't perform very often right here in Burlington and much anymore. So it'll be great to have them back in town.
And the Youth Jamboree, there's another annual event going on out at Big Hollow. And it is all free for instructor-led sporting events. They'll have retriever demonstrations, fishing, fully guided boat tours, and it's an event for the whole family, and everything is free, and even free food.
That's right. And I think kids can walk away with prizes, too.
Wow, even better. And that's from Des Moines County Conservation. A rock and roll tribute from Elvis to the Beatles at the Capitol Theater going on Saturday night the 12th, too. So the Neverly Brothers concerts, right? Okay, that's... A lot of music, all of those things going on. And we've only gone into the first couple of weeks, plus Ghost Hunt going on at Apollo High School at 6 p.m. It's been on every paranormal investigator's radar for a time and a chance to investigate. So I don't know. You think there's ghosts? Are there really ghosts there?
I don't know, but I'm kind of intrigued.
Okay. Let's see. We had another week, the weekend of the 18th, Jefferson Street Cruise Night going on, Classic Cars on Friday the 18th. Through downtown Burlington, scooping the loop, so to speak, Jefferson Street and Great River Bridge Race and Fun Run. That is also a benefit, too, is right.
Yes, this is an event put on by the City of Burlington to raise money for the parks, and it's the one time every year that you have the opportunity to cross the Great River Bridge. But a kind of couple new twists to the event this year. They have tweaked the route of the 5K and the 10K a little bit to go down Jefferson Street. And we talked yesterday. Jefferson Street is not as flat as you would think it is.
Okay.
A little bit of an incline there. And then they've also added the Great River Bridge Walk for those that just want to walk across the bridge. And then they have also partnered with Burlington Steamboat Days this year for an after party. So Eric Pettit Lyon is going to play and have some adult beverages there to rewind after the race.
I guess just making it a much bigger, more fun event. Okay.
That's right.
Battle at Burlington Catfish Fishing Tournament. That is happening on Sunday. What's that all about?
So this is the fourth year that we've had this event in town, and it grows bigger every year. And it is a catfishing tournament right here on our riverfront with a chance to win some really nice prizes, $500 cash and some anchors, and hosted by Twisted Cat Outdoors.
You know, professional fishing and fishing tournaments has just skyrocketed over the last decade, hasn't it? Burlington Road Races, there's one that'll happen. That's Bicycle Road Races happening on Friday the 25th at the Port of Burlington. 95 mile Burlington to up to Grandview and back road race ending at the Port of Burlington sometime in the 6 o'clock hour is really where it is. But I think that's the event. But it's also happening the same time that Friday Fest is going on. So that's kind of a you've got two big events happening within a block or two of each other, right?
Yes, yes. And Friday Fest this year for the May 25th event, entertainment is going to be provided by Flash in a Pan and Late Night Radio. So they'll have two bands down there again this year. Also, two adult beverage providers will be down there, Golden Eagle Distributing and Parkside Brewing.
Well, okay, so you got lots of different opportunities for that. And, of course, in the same location on that next morning is, boy, that's the start of a big day. Yeah, it's the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. It starts it off at 6 o'clock in the morning, and this is the biggest, it's their biggest fundraiser of the year by far, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and they're raising all sorts of money to help youth activities within the area. You can get your adult tickets for $8 in advance or $10 at the door, and children's tickets $3 in advance or $4 at the door.
Like
and I'll tell you, it's the best food you've ever had.
Okay, and I will tell you also that on Friday night and Saturday night, you don't have to. If you're going to hear my voice all over downtown, because it's, I'll not only be doing announcing for the road races as they come in on Friday, but also all day for the Snake Alley Criterium, and that is. One of the top five criteriums in the United States, according to Cycling Magazine. So, and it is unique. And mm-hmm. everybody who does it says, wow, I have to. It's one of those that if they've done it or they hear about it, they have to do it again. The Snake Alley Criterium, the top race, 20 laps up Snake Alley and then around about a mile course. So, no, I would not do that. Anyway, but I'll announce it. And the Critter Catch happening on the 26th, that is also going on. That's out of Stars Cave Nature Center, right?
Yes, and that's another annual event, and it's an opportunity for kids to get in the creek and catch what they can and have the educationalists kind of share what they're finding.
And all kinds of other things. Burlington Bees playing, nicer weather, that'll be happier for that.
Yes.
In fact, my daughter's coming in from Chicago with her boyfriend, and they're coming in for the weekend. She said one thing we absolutely positively have to do is we have to go to a Burlington Bees game. So that's
good.
We're going to do that as well. So all of those things are going on.
And 34 Raceways got their weekends packed full also. And then don't forget the farmers market every Thursday.
Wow. Okay. If you want something to do, the people, and you know what? And that does not include all of the other things that are going on in downtown mm-hmm. Burlington, all of the entertainment venues that we can't even list on here, but you can get more stuff by just going to your website, right?
Yes, greaterburlington.com, and we do a full calendar of events on there, and it is updating all of the time.
Fantastic. And Chelsea, have a great month of May, okay?
You too.